Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren is back with all of the sports news.
Yeah, and a very busy morning, Karen. In the SSE or Trissy League Premier Division, Drogheda United remain top. Well, they've returned to winning ways, but also returned to the top of the table with a 3-2 win at home to Cork City. Also sees them return to that top of the table standing. Just slipped up in the last week or so, but they got back to winning ways with that win at Cork. They left it really, really late, though. The winner scored in the 96th minute, Ryan Brennan's penalty. Manager Kevin Doherty was delighted with the result, and he's been telling Sean Perry that he hopes that win will now silence some of the critics who continue to write his side off this season.
The amount of people questioned us for the last, because we drew a game on away to Sligo the other night, was ridiculous. But we did.
It's
well.
Amusing you a bit, though. You're drawing, I suppose, dark pleasure from it, are you, to some extent?
People have been talking about us. I mean, we're every single pundit, every single probably supporter outside of ours had us as 10th, like in the league. We were. And now, we're a long way from anything yet, but it does, I suppose, because some of the stuff, like, the best teams in the world concede goals and don't win every single game, like, but some of the stuff you hear is ridiculous. But anyway, the game itself, I thought we were the better team by a good bit. Cork are really good and obviously really well coached by Tim. And they carried a threat, like, you know, but then when we go 2-1 up and an excellent goal, a really, really well worked goal, which was great. But then to concede the way we did, it was hard to watch, to be honest.
Let's bring it on, a penalty and stoppage time. It's Roy the Rover stuff. Was there any doubt in your mind as to who was going to take it?
I can never say. I'd no doubt with Ryan. Like, he's just class captain. But for him to step up and slot it away was great. And it's great scenes and great for. And these are the type of wins. These haven't been a while since we had a last minute winner, I would think. But great. Everyone, send everyone home happy on the bank holiday.
Yes, that is the manager Kevin Doherty for Drogheda speaking with our own Sean Perry there. Shamrock Rovers beat Sligo Rovers 2-0, and our second, Derry third after a 1-0 win against St. Pat's, who actually topped the table at the start of the day's play. Another setback for the champions Shelburne. They lost at home to Waterford, who continued their revival with a 1-0 win there. And Bohemians also scored deep into injury time. They overcame Galway United on their home patch by 2-1. But some more fallout between Damien Duff and Stephen Bradley yesterday, even though the sides weren't even playing each other. Stephen Bradley said in his programme notes that Damien Duff showed his group a lack of respect by not shaking their hands after the recent meeting. So I'm sure this one's going to roll on and on and on. In the Premier League, Crystal Palace and Nottingham Forest drew 1-1. That result keeps Forest sixth. They're 2 points off fifth place Chelsea in the race for the Champions League places. 3 games to go. Chelsea will play Nottingham Forest in the final game of the season. The reigning under-20 hurling champions Offaly beaten by Dublin in the quarter-final stage of the Leinster Championship last night. 4-12 to 17 points, the final score there. Also a shock result in the other quarter-final. Laois overcame Wexford 124 to 118. In rugby, Leinster hoped to learn more about the extent of Caelan Dorris' shoulder injury later this week. He suffered that injury in the defeat to Northampton at the weekend, and he faces a real race to be fit in time for the Lions tour to Australia. The squad will be confirmed on Thursday, and Dorris was among those being linked with the captaincy. His teammate and friend Josh van der Fleer has been talking about the injury to Michael Corcoran, and he's also been filling him in on how the skipper reacted to their side's disappointing loss in the Champions Cup.
Yeah, it is tough. Actually, in fairness to Caelan, he's our captain, obviously, and he sent a message to all the lads after the game. He was like, anyone who wants can come round to my house after the game, and ended up with pretty much the whole squad sitting in his living room just chatting away and hanging out and stuff. So that was nice till the early hours of the morning. It's exactly what you need. You stay together as a group, hang out together, look after each other. There's obviously everyone goes through their own emotions. Some lads might feel they cost us the game because they made a mistake. Other lads feel they could have done something better during the week, or everyone has something they feel they could have done better and might have made the difference. So people aren't happy. There's obviously a lot of lads getting stick and stuff throughout the media, and even people you bump into aren't too happy about the game. So part of the sport. Obviously gave our all at the weekend, and it wasn't enough. So it's disappointing, but we have to move on, and thankfully we have the URC to play for now. We have Zebre this week. Excited to have the opportunity to get out there again and try put a few things right and let out a bit of frustration as well, which would be good.
It's a huge week. I mean, there's line selection to come later in the week. I don't want to get into that kind of specifically, but if you look at your captain, Caelan Doris, you know, one of the leading contenders to be there now with some bit of a shoulder problem. We obviously don't know the extent of it yet, but to be injured or to get injured at this time of the year is obviously brutal for anybody.
Yeah. I don't know the exact details now of Caelan's injury. Obviously, it was disappointing to see him come off. He was a big loss for us on the weekend. Wishing him all the best, really. He's probably been the best. I think he's been the best player in Ireland for the last 2 years, at least, probably, in my opinion, anyway. One of the best players in the world as well. Yeah, it's disappointing to see anyone injured. I think more specifically as a good friend of mine, he's a great fella. You don't want to see anyone in life or in sport having setbacks like that. But he's a tough lad, and hopefully he'll be all right. But we'll see how he goes.
Yeah, let's wish him all the best, especially this week with that medical update. Finally, Zhao Jingtang is the new snooker world champion following his win against Mark Williams last night. He's the first Chinese player to win the title.
Darren.